Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oh, a Podcast, the podcast about playing games and making games, brought to you by O-Rock Studios. I'm Paul Franzen, the head boy of O-Rock.
And I'm Michael Gray, the head writer of O-Rock.
How you doing, Michael?
I guess I'm doing fine. I feel like I have to report I've done no video game work in the past
month.
I believe whatsoever.
Short podcast this month, I guess. That's all right. I'm sure you're keeping yourself busy.
Yeah, I'm definitely busy. Let me look up. I got a release date for the Kidnapped Prom Queen.
Okay. Oh, so cool.
I need to actually look it up because I don't know. Basically, Hosted Games posted
it
on their website.
Are you Googling it? You're Googling it. When is my game coming out?
Okay. They've got a thread for upcoming releases, and some of them have tentative release dates. And it looks like mine. Mine is in production. Ooh, I wonder what that means. And it's releasing April 2nd?
Hey, that is pretty close to prom season.
Yeah, and
just what we were talking about.
Looks like some of these things are being released on Steam. I assume that's what the little Steam logo next to the game's title means. Not
do
mine.
You have the Steam logo? Oh, man.
I'm one of four that do not have a Steam logo next to it. So I wonder
what's extremely disappointing.
I wonder what these games did in order to get for Hosted Games to realize we're releasing this on Steam. One looks like a re-release. Okay. Well, two of them are re-releases. Oh. Does that mean they're just re-releasing the game on Steam? Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe. But they don't... I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at. Though the Steam ones don't all say re-released.
Release
also,
and re-release
cool.
Look very similar.
I want to play President Disaster. That sounds great.
Wait, what? President Disaster? Oh, awesome. Yeah.
That's near the bottom of the list.
That could be our game. Yeah, let's
or maybe Parenting Simulator. These sound great. Cool.
Oh, man. Parenting Simulator seemed really complex.
You could write that one.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
it seemed...
Someone already wrote it, but...
It said it went through, like, all the way to, like, high school or college or what. I'm like, whoa, that's way too long of a parenting game. Unless we skip, like, 7 years in the middle, I'll know I could handle.
Oh, that's fine. Who needs to worry about the baby years anyway? Kids aren't that interesting yet.
Yeah, it reminds me of, there's a Zelda game where you get to, like, raise a kid. It was the Game Boy Color ones, and it's not your kid. You don't actually get to raise the kid, but... Like, every two chapters or so, you get to talk to the parent, and you get to make a decision. And your decisions change the kid's personality as the child grows up. So
it's like Age of Oracles or something like
that?
Yeah.
So I think it's something like the kid can become a singer, or the kid can become a scientist or something, depending on what your choices are. I forget what the... I think one choice is you have to give them money.
So that's very, very exciting. I hope everyone listening to this is going to check out your game in April?
April? It should be a lot of fun, yeah. Although it's not on Steam.
No, but maybe if enough people buy the mobile version, then it will be on Steam.
So, I know... I don't know anything. Okay, so where are you on Tap President? you gave me one pathway, which I didn't look at,
anything.
And then that's it? I did zero.
I finished the second pathway, and now I'm most of the way through the third one, too. I'm making lots of progress.
Wow. Okay, so 3 of 6, I believe, right?
Yeah. 6, yeah, and then 7 if you count the bonus ones, like 6.5 pathways. So we're making progress. I'm surprised I was moving a lot faster on this pathway than I was on previous ones. I don't really know why. Maybe I just had more time in February.
So I checked the Zelda wiki. The child is either going to be hyperactive, shy, or curious.
Those are the three types of children. That makes sense.
Yeah, and then as an adult, it's either going to be a traveler, a hero like you, an arborist like his dad, or a musician, actually. And there is a very complicated spreadsheet onto how you can get any of these life outcomes. Looks like you make 1, 2, 3, 4 different decisions. Nope. Oh, looks like there's a fifth one, though. Okay, the fifth one is how much money you give the parents. Okay.
Well, it sounds like we're going to add a side quest or side pathway to the Weird Moms game.
I guess,
where you,
yeah.
Decisions you make also don't only affect the plot line that you're doing, but they also affect how you raise your child and whether you raise a monster or not, or a singer.
Well, I do feel like the niece character that you raise, there are a couple of pathways where she comes into play, and it's more focused on her, was sort of the idea.
Okay, cool.
But I believe the one pathway I finished, she mostly makes fun of your character because you plan to meet with the mom at, like, Happy Burgers and Fries, and she doesn't want to be there at all because she's a cool high schooler, and it's a totally lame place where people sing to you.
I want to go here.
I think that was in the update where I sent it to you because I just had the idea, and so I changed the script to make it that it's a singing restaurant that she doesn't like. Whereas previously it was just a generic kid restaurant she doesn't like because she's a teenager, but then I added songs.
Speaking of singing, we're working on getting some singing into the Cat President 2 pathway that I'm working on right now. If you, Michael, recall, we have a scene that takes place at a singing competition. And so I've been talking with our friend Diana Gray to record herself singing for that part.
Yeah, I remember, specifically writing it so we would have one.
Yeah, I think I remember that too. So, I sent her the lyrics. We weren't sure what the tune of the song, like what the music itself is supposed to sound like, so I think she's going to make that up.
Okay, I'll take a look. Pathway number 4-3.
It's pathway number 3, word document number 4.
Okay, word document number 4, and it's going to be song or singing. It's the one that the main character sings.
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay, I don't think I made a tune. that's all I thought. Sorry, I didn't think of much besides the first line of each one.
I think it'll be fine. She didn't seem to have any problem with that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to, I know we tried to get some singing in the first game, and we got a little bit of it. Banders gets a little song about how his milkshake brings them all to the yard.
Yeah.
Not his milkshake, his milk saucer. That's the joke, of course. Sorry. That's something we're working on.
I was going to ask this, isn't Banders sing in that? Is he like in the singing competition?
Oh, yes, he is.
Because that got stuck in my head. Yeah.
Did you want to record that part?
I didn't know if the joke was funny enough to merit singing, but then we'd have to have the third competitor singing.
And I don't think that one's going to work. I think it's fine. So, The song that Banders is singing is a public domain song, so I just layered the instrumental track for that song into the background, and then I sort of timed the words appearing on screen to match the music in the background. I think it works pretty well. I don't think we need the singing for that.
Good, because I practiced it a few times, and the second line that he says has like an extra syllable than the actual song, so I'd have to pronounce it a slightly different way. It's hard for us to talk about this without spoiling what the song is or any of the lyrics. Anyway, let's just say it's not a perfect fit.
I think it worked out fine. I actually spent a lot of time on that whole scene, just getting all the images, because that was a fun thing, because we have four different backgrounds essentially in one building. There's what, like the stage, the back. There's the stage, the backstage area, a hallway, and then a quote small room. So I was not only trying to find backgrounds that just looked good in general, but also trying to find four backgrounds that looked like they could theoretically be in the same building, which I don't necessarily have handy. So I think I was able to pull it off, though. I'm pretty happy about that. Although I did later realize that one of the backgrounds kind of looks very, very, very similar to a background from Pizza Boy, because they were taken in the same place, not exactly the same room, but in the same building. So it'll probably jump out at people who played Pizza Boy, but oh well, I think it works.
Okay, so I'm looking at the lyrics now, and a lot of these feel like they were just rhymes. Me trying to come up with rhymes, like what would be a cool rhyme for DJ Nibbles, and what would be a cool rhyme for body politic and security surety. Okay, that works. Diana's probably going to do that normally, but the last line, it goes up at the end.
Okay.
But that's normally how I think love ballads work anyway. Right? You hit the high note at the very end, maybe?
It'll be very, very interesting. I'm excited to see what she comes up with and how it works in the final game.
Ooh, yeah. How is it going to work in the final game? Because the main character's name is in the song at one point, correct?
So I figured that part out. So in the script, again, trying not to spoil too much, in the script, it's her name, but her name is crossed out, and then a different name replaces that, right?
Yeah.
So I was suggesting that Diana should just kind of like stop and like kind of stutter a little bit at that point, and then just say the second name without saying the first name at all. Forget how exactly I described it, but I think it'll work out, because she obviously can't sing the heroine's name, because the heroine's name is determined by the main character, the player.
Are we good? I was gonna say, how many different sounds are there? So she has to do if the name starts with B, if it starts with
absolutely
C.
Not. No. I forbid this idea. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah. That actually messed me up another spot, too, because I had this idea to... I found a website that, like, lets you make text for a teleprompter, and the lyrics are supposed to appear on a teleprompter in the game. So I briefly started, like, putting together a video of an actual teleprompter that I could superimpose on the screen and time that to the music. But then I got to the part where the main character's name appears on the teleprompter, and that kind of put an end to that, because there's no way I could have put that in a video file. It is what it is. Save that for next game.
I guess, so yeah. Yeah, it's a generic short, I guess, short poem. Very simple. These were, like, taken from the Frisky DLC.
Right, okay.
That's where I took some of these, the song lyrics from, because in the Frisky DLC, Frisky has, like, a singing competition with another character. And so I just used my cool rhymes or cool lyrics I thought should be saved.
Yeah, I think it all works out. Like I said, it was a challenging scene to put together, but I'm pretty happy with how it's turning out.
It turned out better than the actual election.
Remains to be seen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's something we could talk about, but make that a question. Was in the past month, apparently they did a caucus in Iowa to pick the next presidential thing, and they had some sort of app which was totally like a failure and messed up. So how would we program it if people are actually trying to use our app? I thought if we had to make an app for caucusing or voting, I would make it just like one of those apps that fast food restaurants use, like where you can pick, hey, I want 3 cheeseburgers, and then I want 4 sodas and an extra large side of fries. And that would be just like the voting. It's like, okay, well, there were 3 people that voted for candidate A and 2 people that voted for candidate B and that sort of thing. And it would have a review screen, because those they generally seem to have the, and the fast food things, they generally have the review your order before you submit it. And then as a backup, I think I would have the people like take a picture of like the results, because is that how voting works? Do they have the results written on a piece of paper somewhere?
For the caucus, I have no idea how any of that stuff works. It's complete. Completely baffling to me.
I saw somebody like tweet a post saying it's like, okay, we took pictures of the piece of paper, and now I am driving my phone over to this person. It's like, can't you send the picture to the person on your phone? Is that not an option?
Well, it was funny. I was reading someone. I forget if they were on Twitter or something, but they were talking about how everyone's making such a big deal about the caucuses in Iowa, and she was like, or someone asked her if she was caucusing, and she was like, oh no, God no, I don't even know anyone who's ever done this. I don't know who does do this. I thought that was kind of interesting. Seems like the system is so arcane that the people who live there aren't necessarily super into it either. So actually, on the topic of caucuses, a friend of mine actually had a plotline idea for incorporating caucuses into perhaps a future Cat President game. I thought this was kind of a funny idea. It would be a cat caucus.
A caucus.
How did this work? Wait, now I'm trying to remember. I didn't take very good notes on this. What did I write? Cat caucus, way cats. Oh, okay. So you have the actual candidates at the caucus, and if you want, you feed food or treats to the cat that you want to vote for, and then you weigh the cats at the beginning of the caucus and at the end of the caucus, and whichever cat has put on the most weight by the end wins. That was pretty funny.
And then one of the cats is gonna cheat, like, by having a different kind of food.
Yes! I just thought that was a pretty funny idea. I guess we don't really have caucuses in the Cat President universe. Neither party seems to do them. Although the primary system works a bit differently in Cat President in the Cataverse than it does in the real world anyway.
Yeah, well, definitely here in Cat President 2, we sort of change things up, so there's basically just 2 primaries, mainly because I seem to have a really hard time with 3 different primaries and getting to all of them at the end of the pathway in the first game. So that's one of the main reasons we switched to having only 2
funny.
In the second game.
I didn't know that. Yeah, and the justification is like we're following a different political party in this game, so it's just that, well, this party does it differently than the other one. Right? Because this in Cat President 2, this political party has what, the West Coast primary and the East Coast primary. And the first game, it was like just 3 different states had primaries, I think, because they were the ones that decided for everybody, something along those lines.
Yeah, it was. The first game, it's more like the actual thing, where it's Iowa, and then it's New Hampshire, and then it's
Miowa, New Clawshire,
and then South Carolina. Yeah, But like I said, this year Nevada, for some reason, is number 3. They move themselves up, but those are traditionally the first 3 states that get to vote. Although it's a weird law that New Hampshire always has to vote 2 weeks before anybody else. I don't know why they came up with this law or why other states put up with it, but that's apparently the law in their state.
They're the special first in the nation country to hold primary vote specifically, but not the first. Like, because their other states do the caucuses first. Iowa has their caucus first.
I feel like that's the reason Iowa does the caucusing, is because to get around the law that New Hampshire gets to vote first. It's like, it doesn't count as voting. We're actually caucusing. That's totally different.
Yeah, so if we were to introduce caucusing into Cat President 3, if there is a Cat President 3, then we could play around with an idea like that. Shout out to Lara. She was the one who suggested that.
Well, it sounded like they had actual voting, or whatever you call it, ranked choice voting in some places for the Nevada caucus. And it's like, if that worked well, it would be interesting if they tried that the entire time. I was also thinking it's sort of like how they do votes for Pope, because we've had a couple of things in the past where they had a hard time picking the Pope. So what they did was they picked like a throwaway candidate. Like, you know, both sides couldn't agree, so they picked the oldest person in the room to be the Pope, under the assumption that he would die within 2 or 3 years, and then
Yikes.
The situation would be different when they end up voting for the
Yikes.
Next Pope. And a couple of them actually held on like over 10 years and totally threw off the idea. Yeah, I was also going to say with caucusing, it sounds like the first round of voting doesn't count. It's basically just to see where people are. And I know with the Pope voting, sometimes they tried that too, where people just vote for somebody who's not going to win. And everybody did it, so that person managed to become Pope, because a lot of people just wanted to see where the chips were going to fall, so they decided to waste their vote on him, and he ended up winning. The last place guy ended up winning just because of that.
There's already people, too, saying that this thing might be decided by Super Tuesday, which would be before either of us gets to vote in the primary anyway.
Oh, yeah, doesn't Super Tuesday, like, Super Tuesday is more super than ever this year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more than a third of everyone gets to vote on Super Tuesday, so that's what makes it so super.
Yeah, because it is Texas and California are in there, which makes a big chunk.
That's basically everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it looks like, yeah, because they switched it up, so there's like an extra 500 votes up for grab or whatever, compared to last time around. So that's why Super Tuesday is more super this time, is what I'm saying. Because California was not part of Super Tuesday last year. Or last cycle? Whatever the term is. So, by California being added to Super Tuesday, and that's obviously the state with the most people in it, so that just makes it crazier.
Way too super. It's OP.
Well, here's the weird thing. It's on my phone calendar. My phone just put that down on my calendar,
cool.
Super Tuesday, as a regional holiday. Holiday in observance for Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. But I don't get a holiday message from my phone for my voting day. It doesn't seem fair. I get tax day.
Mother's day. Man, I've been working on my taxes today, this weekend. Pretty exciting.
Oh man, do you get a qualified business expense?
Or... I get something. I started last year. I measured how much space in my house is dedicated to my business, so I've been writing that off the last couple of years. That's been pretty exciting.
Here we go. It's the qualified business income deduction, which allows self-employed or small business people to deduct up to 20% of their qualified business income. Yay. So up to 20% you don't have to pay taxes on. That's nice.
Hopefully Tax Act took care of that for me.
So taxes will be fun. Hopefully we don't have to pay too much.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to owe a lot of money, but...
I owe some this year. I didn't pay enough in estimated taxes because I had a really good 2019 compared to 2018. So I owe some because of that.
Oh my goodness, you terrible, terrible person. How dare you make more of a profit?
I know.
Like, wow, slap in the face. Give us money now. Yeah, so video games. No news on the Ace Attorney front.
Michael and I were randomly looking that up before we started recording. We were like, remember Ace Attorney? Are there any of those coming out? No, there aren't.
Well, at least not,
we know about.
It's because 3DS stopped. Are they still selling them? No, I mean apparently they're still selling them, but they stopped making games.
It's certainly
for
not
it.
Like a primary system for them anymore, because the Switch is basically the same. It's like it's a home console and a portable console in one. So there's no real need for the 3DS in the market anymore.
Mm-hmm. I did like the Switch. I don't know. Yeah, what would they replace the 3DS with? I mean, besides the Switch, if they decided they want to do another handheld system. Yeah.
Because, the Switch is a handheld system, essentially.
Yeah, because right now they just released the, what new version of the Switch? Whatever the name is, where it's just the handheld, it doesn't connect to the TV. So it feels like there would be no reason to release a handheld system when, you know, we made an exclusive handheld version of the Switch, which is selling pretty well. But it looks like the Nintendo 2DS and the new Nintendo 2DS XL.
God. Oh, why'd you have to remind me about those?
They are still in production.
Oh, okay.
So those would be the last two flavors of the 3DS. All the others have been discontinued, like the original... And the XL, same as the launch price. That's nice.
I'm 100% sure if there were a new Ace Attorney game to come out, it would be on the Switch and probably like PS4 and mobile too, since they've been porting the original trilogy onto all those systems.
Did they release Apollo Justice on...
Apollo Justice came out iOS, Android, and 3DS at some point. But I don't think it's on any... It's not like on Switch or anything.
Okay, so...
Oh, the Nintendo 3DS version was the 14th best-selling game in Japan when it came out during its debut week. I guess that actually doesn't sound very impressive to me. I don't know why that's in here.
Dual Destinies came out for iOS and Android. Yeah, oh, and then Spirit of Justice, I guess, came out for iOS and Android, so... So it looks like the 3DS version, it came out in June 9th in Japan, and September 8th in like North America and everywhere else. But the iOS version was September 21st, so it's just 13 days. So it's like 2 weeks. The iOS version came out 2 weeks after the 3DS version.
Oh, okay.
So that's what makes me think that if they were going to continue, maybe they'll just release it for iOS. I know... Professor Layton made the jump to like iOS too because there's
iOS. No. I don't want that at all.
iOS, Android. Should I say handheld instead?
No. Well, mobile, I guess.
Mobile, I guess. Yeah.
I don't really like playing games on my mobile.
Yeah. So with the new Professor Layton, it's basically I didn't get the mobile version. I just waited for them to come up with the lazy 3DS port and. Now I think they've got a Switch port, which is even better than the 3DS port, so...
It'd be pretty funny if a new Ace Attorney game did come out in mobile and we just didn't know about it.
Oh.
Just no one was talking about it. I'm seeing a lot of... I just searched for a new Ace Attorney game on Google, and there's a lot of articles from, like, 2018 and 2019 people talking about, when's there going to be a new Ace Attorney game? But that's it.
That's very sad.
That doesn't bode well. Here's a Reddit post. Regarding Ace Attorney 7, what's your opinion, 2019 or 2020?
Oh, I guess I'll go with 2020 then.
Yeah. this person was thinking, oh, probably late 2019. Oh, well. Yeah, I wonder if they'll do like a trilogy pack like they've done for the original trilogy of Ace Attorney, Dual Destinies, and Spirit of Justice. Like, try to pretend that those were a trilogy, too.
The Phoenix Wright, I mean, the Apollo Justice trilogy. Yeah, we could do that.
In which he only stars in one of them.
he got some developments in
what he deserves.
Dual Destinies.
It's what he deserves.
Spirit of Justice, that's justice like Apollo Justice, right? That's his name. Yeah, and it looks like Professor Layton is in similar limbo with... Oh, geez. So they came out with the sixth Professor Layton game in, like, 2014. And then that weird spin-off starring his daughter in 2017.
Oh, wait, wasn't there, like, the Layton Brothers Mysteries or something, too?
You're right. Yeah, there was some other... that's another spin-off. Layton Brothers Mystery Room. Yeah, that was 2000, uh, 13.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of a while ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and it doesn't look like they've got any plans to make a sequel.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm just getting depressing reading this old Reddit post. This is just too sad. Someone's like, no one seems to be considering the possibility that they won't make any more Ace Attorney games. And then someone immediately responded, because that's so incredibly unlikely that it doesn't even deserve to be considered. Is it that unlikely, though? I feel like it's not that unlikely. There was like a huge gap between Apollo and Dual Destinies, where it sort of seemed like they were done with the series.
Yeah. Well, I guess the moral of the story is we need to find a new favorite series, I suppose. We gotta get into these Mario games or something that will go on forever.
Yeah, let's. That sounds good to me.
I don't know what games they're working on. I haven't paid attention to any of the Nintendo Directs. Wasn't it the case that they keep announcing new characters for Smash Brothers or something?
I think that's all they do now. I think that's Nintendo's main... they don't make games anymore. They just make new Smash characters with swords.
That makes sense. And they're all smashing each other?
Yeah. With the swords.
Yeah. Because they're meanies. I got it. Yeah.
All right. So I have a couple random game development related things on my list here we could talk about for a little bit.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, come on, we've talked enough about playing games, let's get back to making games.
Yeah.
So I had some fun doing some sound editing in Cat President 2. I'm going to tell you what this sound effect is, but I'm going to bleep it, because it's sort of a spoiler. But I'm going to bleep it, but I want to see if people, after I tell you how I made the sound effect, I want to see if people can guess what it was. Alright, so the sound effect, Michael, it's the sound of a that we use in this pathway. So to make this sound effect, I wanted to make it a little gross sounding, because that's sort of how it was described in the text. So I mixed together the sound effect, the sounds of ice cracking and sizzling bacon to make that sound. And it came out really good and just as gross as I was hoping.
That's terrible. I think I got my idea from the
Yeah. I figured you did, yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried to make a sound effect that I thought kind of replicated what they were going for there. Bacon and ice. So if anyone listening to this wants to take a guess about what I was trying to make with those sounds, feel free to let me know. Another thing about sound effects. So in this pathway, we/I sort of had a lot of fun with the background scenes for this, because your candidate is sort of an eclectic character. So he has meetings, like, for example, on the beach. That's where he has some political campaign meetings. And another location that I have him having a meeting in, and this was not in the script, this was me just putting this there, they have a meeting in a sauna, because I thought that would be pretty funny.
That explains the picture. Did I make that?
You did not. That was me. Well, because chapters 1 and 2 in this pathway were basically you talking to the same cat in the same room. So I wanted an excuse to change it up a bit, so I moved them into the sauna for chapter 2 and photoshopped the cat wearing a towel. So my question is, what do you think a sauna sounds like?
Oh no.
Yeah, right? It's a lot harder than you think.
What did it sound like in Frozen?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Like, I was Googling, like, videos of saunas, watching them on YouTube. I'm like, this isn't really that helpful, actually. A lot of them were overproduced and removed all the ambient sound, so I couldn't tell.
The Nancy Drew game, where she's trapped in a sauna, is Nancy Drew, White Wolf of Icicle Creek. Okay. And she's trapped in the sauna, and it's hot, and she's gonna die. So the sound effect is basically just whoosh, 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 of just hot air coming in. That's basically it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Or I would also do the sound of, like, you know, like water being poured on rocks, because that's how you would make a
water.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. So, I mean, I could just have, like, you know, every 20 seconds you just randomly hear that in the background, something like that. Yeah, I was struggling a bit. I think I didn't put anything in there, but it, like, just looking at the scene, it really feels like I should be hearing something in this scene.
You occasionally hear somebody in the background going, ah, I don't know.
That's pretty funny, too.
Somebody meows.
Meowing contently. Oh, what if maybe you're just, your candidate is just purring the whole time. Yeah. That was another scene that was a lot of fun to put together. Like, especially since, like I said, I have the cat wrapped in a towel. And on Pixabay, the public domain image site I use a lot, I just happened to find a person wearing a towel that had, like, paw prints all over the towel. Which was just too good. So I was able to take the towel from that picture and put it on our cat.
Oh, I tried to find towel. I searched for, like, towel paw, but I did not find
it
one.
It was hard to find the right picture, and I felt weird, too, because my wife and I have been using my laptop to watch shows on at meals sometimes. So I had all of, like, I... all these tabs open of people, like, naked people wearing towels. And I was like, don't worry about those images, it's fine. There's nothing weird going on, it's just work. This is what work is.
Yeah.
It was fun to try to explain. This is totally not weird at all. Just lots of pictures of people in towels. And then me removing the towels from those pictures.
Yeah, I do like Pixabay, although I know the more obscure stuff you look for is kind of harder to find. Sometimes I'll search for something specific on Pixabay, and, like, yeah, the recommended results aren't that.
Oh.
Like, if I want to say two guys, that's a guy and a girl. That's two guys. That's three. That's a guy with two women. That is somebody's shoes and a bike.
Yeah,
that is not two guys.
I feel like people might be extremely liberal in tagging these photos when they upload them, because they want their photos to come up in search results, but then that ends up with you finding stuff that isn't at all what you were looking for. Helpfully, I know at the top of these results, there's always a row of, like, absolutely perfect images. And of course, mm-hmm, those are ads, like, of images that you can go buy on a different website. And they're always,
yeah,
like, completely perfect.
Also, doing singular or plural with tags seems to be weird. So, I don't know. Whether you put in the plural or the singular, it's going to show you both.
Okay.
On Pixabay. So whenever I'm looking for something, like, that's why I said two guys, or just
sure,
two anything, a lot of the results will just be one, because it takes the singular, it shows you both the results for singular and plural of a lot of words. So let me look. Two cats. Oh, a lot of them have cats. No? Mm-hmm. A lot of these are two cats. Okay, never mind. I guess I was wrong. Well, then...
Yeah, well, the site's been pretty useful for me. Something I did with the first game is that for a lot of scenes, I tried to just kind of edit the background photos in small ways just to add little jokes to them. And that's something I've been trying to do a lot more in the sequel, is just add goofy little things to all the backgrounds. Like... what was it? Oh, we have the scene in the limousine in this game, and you had a line about, why are there towels on the seats? And they're like, because that's to keep the cat hair off. Most cat cars have them. So I was having trouble photoshopping towels on a seat. So instead, I just put, like, towels everywhere in the room. Like, piles of towels everywhere. And I think now the implication is, like, the company is... really wanting to make sure that you know these towels are here to push heavily that you can use these towels if you want to not make a mess. There's, like, a pile of towels on the chair. There's like a little table there that is another pile of towels hanging off the walls, stuff like that. I entertain myself. I think there's in the original game, there's this one background that I added. This really creepy baby face into one of the scenes, and I don't think anyone's ever mentioned it or seen it yet, but there's one scene in the game where I photoshopped the face of a baby into it.
I don't think I have.
It's a very, very alarming image. So, something for people to look for if they go back and play the original. Try to find the secret baby. Anyway, it's just something I've been doing to just try to make the world feel more alive and cohesive, and to make it look more like we did stuff instead of just like taking random pictures and calling it a day, just trying to make the images more ours. Anyway, that's been fun. There was one more thing I wanted to ask you, Michael, about. I noticed on your YouTube channel, you have some of your videos have a fancy new Arglefumf animation on them, if I recall correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, should we be using that animation in our games, too, instead of the just the plain image that we've been using, or what would you prefer?
That animation is just the plain image with things moving. Somebody just did little moving thing, and then somebody later made music for it. I don't know if you've seen the version, but I've got, like, two little jingles.
I've seen now. The one where you're like, la la la, I don't have a song, or something like that.
Yeah. So somebody actually made, like, two little jingles to play for, like, the 4-second animation.
Oh, that's fun.
One is, da da da, dun, and let me play the next one.
Yeah.
Do do do, ding.
Very that actually kind of reminds me of old Sierra games. You'd see the Sierra logo pop up, and it would go, dun, 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 something like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I've got the video on my computer. I can, I guess, send it to you, see how that works.
Well, yeah, it's totally up to you if you'd prefer us to use the video or the still image that we've been using. I don't really have a preference, so whatever.
I don't really know
joy.
Which jingle I like more, so I just kind of switch back and forth between them, I guess. One is more mystery sounding, and the other is more, I guess, more video game sounding.
Maybe I should get a cool Oh, a Rock jingle. That would be fun. I wonder what that would sound like.
What would that sound like? Yeah.
I don't know. If anyone out there wants to write us a little jingle for Oh, a Rock, let me know.
Yeah, and then we need to write a jingle, apparently, for that singing song in Cat President, too.
I was thinking she would, she's just going to kind of sing a cappella. I don't think there'll be any background music for that scene.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I think that'll be the
easiest. That would be obviously way easier,
yeah. I don't know if it makes sense that the singing competition wouldn't have a background music track ready to go, but yeah, it's all right. I think it'll be fine. I think that's about the end of my list. Oh, we didn't talk about Internet Court at all. Could talk about that real quick. Yeah, I was getting close to the end of case number 3 when we talked before. I'm still getting close to the end of case number 3. We're getting
that's
there.
That's great. I haven't talked to the person about doing lines for case 4, right. Or is it 5?
4. There is no case 5, I don't think. If there is, okay. I'm going to be very surprised.
Yeah, no, didn't talk to the person about it. That was the person I was going to do the artwork for the Kidnap Prom Queen.
Okay.
But then they just ghosted me after saying it sounded like a cool project. So I wasn't able to transition from that. It's like, oh, by the way, another thing we could use from you is possibly extra lines for... not Cat President.
Internet Court, yeah.
I'm getting all the games messed up.
We'll make it work. But again, talking with Diana, she mentioned something that I didn't really think about. But at this point in the game development, it's been so long that we've recorded the footage for this game. We're sort of past the point of no return and being able to re-record any footage if we need to. She was telling me, her haircut's completely different. And more importantly, I believe the apartment that she filmed her scenes in has burned down. So it would be a little challenging to recreate any of the footage if necessary. And I was thinking, too, my hair's slightly different, new glasses. My beard has a lot more gray hairs in it now than it did when we recorded the footage. So, yeah. At this point, I pretty much just have to hope we got everything we need to, I think.
I do have access to a green screen.
Oh,
I've been wondering what I could use it for. Also been wondering how to use it, because that probably requires what?
Yeah.
Some sort of computer expertise,
gosh,
right?
Not the kind that
expertise.
I have, I don't think.
Yeah.
That'd be really funny. We have to record stuff in front of a green screen and then put the original background behind it somehow. But yeah. No, I think we're just, it sort of is what it is, what we have right now. It better work. We'll see what happens as I move into case number 4, hopefully this month.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think you mentioned that as like possibility of what, both games coming out around the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Since I had such a good 1 month with Cat President 2, I'm feeling a little more hopeful that it will actually be able to release on time. I was getting a little worried, but then I was able to finish, you know, like 2/3, 4/5, whatever, of this pathway in a month. So. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because same sort of thing happened to me with multiple projects converging at once. So
yeah.
I had the 1 Minute Mysteries book came out. So that was interesting because I don't know if I mentioned this last month, but I had the script that I turned into the video game, basically.
Right.
So with the video game, basically, I just had to copy-paste just the programming. And then I would just basically just copy paste. Okay, here's the mystery, and here are the answers to the mystery. And I'm oversimplifying this explanation, but
yeah.
It still kind of felt like it took forever to do that. So with the book, because I still had the original mysteries by themselves without any programming,
right?
I got to. It still sort of felt like it took forever to turn that into like book format. So each one is on a full page and such. So I believe the book has sold less than 10 copies or so.
Well, one of them was me. I got my copy.
Yeah. In retrospect, this was not worth the effort, I guess. The number of hours I put into this.
Oh, that's upsetting.
But luckily I got a discount on the cover, because the person who did that, the person who made the cover for the game, and... she was pretty cool about it. Just like, okay, I can offer you a discount since the cover is basically already made. I've got the logo, I've got the color scheme, I've got everything all done.
Well, now you just need to work on the sequel to Stay at Home Dad, a Detective.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, exactly 9 copies. Ooh, oh. Huh. Yeah, I've had 9 sales of 1 Minute Mysteries. Okay.
And those are all, like, the physical print editions, or does that include, like, PDF, whatever, digital editions?
2 of them were digital editions,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So most of them were physical copies. Cool.
Yeah. So 2 of the 9 were physical copies. Okay. And the Stay at Home Detective sold 2 copies as well. 1 physical, 1 ebook. Okay.
Wait, Stay at Home Detective sold 2 copies, period?
It sold 2 copies in the same time.
Oh, in the
period.
Same. Okay, I was gonna say. There's no. I know it sold better than that.
In this past month. Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool.
Because
it's been out for over a year. Yeah.
Someone was getting the whole Michael Gray library in one, getting both of them. A couple people.
I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah. I need to write more. I won't have any time to write a sequel to Stay at Home Detective.
Oh,
but
work on the novelization of Cat President.
That's gonna say, it's like, well, geez, it'd be cool if any of my other games would be good to release in book format, but Cat President and all the others are basically just, they're all written in script format.
Yeah.
And you can choose the character's name, so we would have to, like, if people would be okay with reading it as a script.
I will maintain until my dying day that Cat President would make an excellent anime. And I would also add now that it would probably be a cool manga, too. They could do 1 book for each pathway. Anyway, should we wrap up, you think?
Yeah, I feel like it's been an hour. I know we had one question, did we?
We did, but it's one we've answered before.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
It was about games that we'd like to see remade, and I feel like we've answered that a couple times now.
I feel like we've talked about this. I mean, just even... We talked about the Phoenix Wright remakes. Yeah, how many remakes are they on? Are they... I would have to, it's like, well, I'm sure somebody would be able to tell the difference, like, oh man, the Switch art is totally different from the art they had for,
So they do change the art, I mean, from the original games, at least, it's not pixels anymore. It's fancier looking. I don't really like the fancier looking art, to be honest. I miss my pixels.
Well, I think, I'm just wondering if they just did, like, one version where they just drew the HD art, and that's what they use for every single one of the remakes from here on out, or if they redraw the art every time they remake the game, because they've remade it, what, like you said, two, three times now?
I think this game is rivaling, like, Tetris for the amount of platforms they've put it on by now. Anyway, I think that about does it for this month's episode. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Paul M. Franzen, and Michael is at Arglefunf, spelled exactly as it sounds. You can check out all of our games on Steam or itch.io, or just visit orock.com for the complete library. Our theme song is Dead Monster by March of the Danger Men. You can check them out on SoundCloud. And finally, if you have any questions about game development or our games specifically, we would love to hear them. Email them to podcast@orock.com. Is there anything you'd like to add, Michael?
We'd love to hear your questions, except if your question is, what game should we have remakes for?
Be nice. Be nice.
I'm joking, yeah.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye. And I thought about it. I would try to make it... excuse me. Hi, what are you doing here?
Shining Armor.
I don't need to play Shining Armor right now. Daddy's doing a podcast. Go upstairs to Mommy.